This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Trace, a nonprofit news organization focused on gun violence, found that cases of road rage involving a firearm where someone brandished a gun or fired one at a driver or passenger more than doubled to 620 cases in 2016 from 247 in 2014. 11 current and former Fox News employees filed a class action lawsuit against the network accusing it of abhorrent, intolerable, unlawful, and hostile race discrimination. Kobani, the yogurt company, has filed a lawsuit against Alex Jones, the high-profile conspiracy theorist and far-right radio host, for posing false reports involving migrants, sexual assaults, and the company in Idaho, which have all been denied by authorities in the state. Number of people living in the U.S. illegally touched its lowest level in a decade in the final years of the Obama administration, according to Pew Research. The number was 11 million in 2015. Wells Fargo's board of directors was narrowly elected after a close vote of shareholders given all of its recent scandal. On June 4th, voters will choose a new governor in the state of Mexico. The most populous state in the country is a bastion of President Enrique Peña Nieto's PRI, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, which won by a landslide in the last election in 2011. A poll by the Daily Reformer newspaper showed Delfina Gomez of López Obrador's party, the National Regeneration Movement, Morena, holding a thin lead over PRI rival Alfredo del Mazo, a cousin of Peña Nieto. District Attorney in Orleans Parish has dropped disputed use of fake subpoenas, admitting that the office does not have the authority to issue subpoenas by itself. Controversial practice has been used to attempt to compel witnesses to testify for the DA. Despite its presidential fan club, Twitter revenue has continued to fall since its public offering. 97% of apparel sold in the U.S. is now made overseas, according to the American Apparel and Footwear Association. Government of India's Jammu and Kashmir state ordered internet service blocked to social networking sites to counteract escalating waves of protest and violence in the area. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. News Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.